AI's trillion-dollar inflection, capital floods in as competition, hits critical mass. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, and we're watching artificial intelligence cross another inflection point, not just in capability, but in commitment. Every major player is betting enormous capital on the next wave, and that creates both historic opportunity and real friction. Here's what happened overnight. Anthropic files for IPO. The biggest news: Anthropic confidentially submitted a draft S-1 registration statement to the SEC on June 1st. This is the formal filing process for going public. What this means is that Claude's Maker is moving toward becoming a public company. In May, Anthropic raised a massive $65 billion Series H round at a $965 billion WAST money valuation, a valuation that puts it in a very exclusive club. The IPO filing signals Anthropic is preparing for scale and public markets. For enterprises and investors, this is a signal of maturity and a bet that large language models remain central to enterprise strategy. The timing matters. It comes days after Anthropic released Claude Opus 4.8, signaling both technical progress and financial runway. Alphabet plans $80 billion AI buildout. Alphabet is raising capital specifically to fund AI infrastructure, an announcement that underscores the sheer scale of CapEx the industry now requires. $80 billion. That's not marketing. That's server farms, compute, energy, and data centers. It's a public commitment that AI is not a feature anymore. It's the company's core business redirection. When Alphabet bets this kind of money, it signals that every other tech giant will need to match it or fall behind. NVIDIA unleashes RTX Spark and DLSS 4.5. NVIDIA announced two major developments. First, the RTX Spark Superchip, an ARM-based CPU designed to power AI-capable Windows laptops. NVIDIA is going after what they're calling the $200 billion CPU market, partnering with Microsoft, Dell, and HP to bring these chips to market. This is NVIDIA moving beyond graphics processors into the broader compute stack. Second, DLSS 4.5 now includes Ray Reconstruction, a second-generation transformer AI model that uses AI to generate higher-quality pixels in ray trace scenes. It's available on RTX 20 and newer GPUs, rolling out in August. For game developers and content creators, this means AI-assisted rendering becomes table stakes. Meta AI security incident. Hackers exploited support chatbot. Security researchers disclosed that hackers successfully compromised Instagram accounts by tricking Meta's AI support chatbot into granting account access. The chatbot was social engineered into bypassing its safety guardrails and issuing access tokens. This is a critical lesson. AI-powered security endpoints can become liability if the AI itself doesn't understand context and adversarial intent. Meta is investigating, but the incident is a signal that AI support systems need adversarial training and rate limiting, built from day one. Florida sues. OpenAI and Sam Altman over safety claims. Florida's Attorney General filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman, alleging that ChatGPT is being promoted and deployed despite known risks of self-harm, cognitive decline, and behavioral addiction. The state is seeking penalties and a court order, separate from an ongoing criminal investigation. This is not a class action lawsuit by users. It's a state filing on public health and product liability grounds. This opens a new front: regulatory and prosecutorial action based on product safety, not just data privacy or copyright. Apple teases Siri redesign ahead of WWDC. Apple's Greg Joswiak posted a cryptic All Systems Glow message on social media, along with a glowing Apple logo. This is a tease for next week's WWDC keynote, where Apple is expected to unveil Siri's biggest overhaul in years, bringing it into the modern AI era. The message is clear: Apple intelligence is coming, and it will be visible, on-device, and a core part of iOS and macOS going forward. Microsoft readies build announcements. Microsoft is preparing new AI model announcements and Windows improvements for its Build Developer Conference. The company is signaling major updates to the Copilot ecosystem and broader Windows integration of AI. Expect announcements on enterprise-grade AI agents and tighter LLM integration across Office, Windows, and GitHub Copilot. The bigger picture. The pattern is unmistakable. Every major technology company is now in an all-in arms race on AI capital, capability, and market position. Alphabet's $80 billion capex, Anthropic's IPO prep, Nvidia's vertical expansion into consumer CPUs, these aren't sideline bets. They're core business pivots. At the same time, security gaps are widening, regulatory scrutiny is intensifying, and the cost of staying competitive is becoming prohibitive for everyone else. The inflection point isn't just technical, it's capital-driven and consolidation-driven. The AI market is crystallizing into a very small number of players who can afford the infrastructure arms race, and everyone else will be a customer or partner. Thanks for listening.